This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. If we tell you that Clifford's turning 50, chances are you won't think of Clifford Lee, the famous Philadelphia Philly pitcher, or Clifford Chance, the big London law firm, but a big red dog. In fact, the big red dog, and Emily Elizabeth, the little girl who loves him. Norman Bridwell wrote the first Clifford the Big Red Dog story 50 years ago. Since then, he's written close to 90 more Clifford books that have sold more than 126 million copies in 13 languages, and Clifford's animated series on PBS is seen in 65 countries around the world.
Wow, Clifford, Lily LaValle picked you as Dog of the Year. But you're Dog of the Year every day to me.
This month, Clifford's publisher, Scholastic Press, is reissuing the original Clifford stories under the title The Clifford Collection. Norman Bridwell joins us from the studios of WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
And you are joined by Norma Bridwell, your wife.
Yes.
Good morning, Mrs. Bridwell. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
You both have a hand in this. How did Clifford get born?
It was 1962. I was a struggling, not very successful artist in New York. Norma said, well, you always wanted to illustrate children's books. Why don't you try that? I did about 10 paintings that I thought would appeal to children and took them to publishers and was rejected every place, except that one publisher, a young woman, said, well, you're not very good. She said, if you want to illustrate a book, you'll probably have to write one of your own. She pointed to a sample painting I'd done of a little girl with a gigantic red dog, and she said, maybe that's a story. And I went home, and over that weekend, I wrote the story Clifford the Big Red Dog and was shocked when it was accepted for publication because I'd never written anything before.
Norma Bridwell?
Yes.
What did you think about all this?
I couldn't believe it at first. When I did realize it wasn't a dream, I said to Norman, you could write another book. Maybe you could write two or three books. Who knows? And his reaction was, oh, no, this is just a fluke.
Clifford is bigger than a house, but once you accept that premise, he doesn't do any superhero stuff, right?
No, no. My editor was very wise to suggest he's, after all, just a dog. He's not, doesn't have magical powers.
Call it an accident at birth or something like that.
Now, Clifford grows big because he's loved so much?
Yeah, after I did, I think, four books of the big dog, I got letters from kids asking, what was he like when he was born? Was he a giant puppy? Was his mother and father big dogs? We thought it would be fun to make him a very small puppy. Mm-hmm. And he grew because Emily loved him.
Yes, he was the runt of the litter, and the man who was giving her a dog, a puppy, said, oh, don't take him. I don't think he'll even live. He's so small. Then love came in there and, you know, did the trick.
Is it hard to top yourself book after book with Clifford?
It has gotten more difficult over the years. Every time I think of an idea, I think, well, that's kind of like the idea that I did a couple of times before. Mm. And I'm running out of situations.
Mr. and Mrs. Bridwell, do you draw any lesson, and should we perhaps draw some lesson from the fact that you endured so many rejections and now are one of the best-selling authors in the world?
I often tell young people who write and say, I'd like to try writing a book, I always tell them, it's not easy. I said, I was extremely fortunate. It's a very discouraging business sometimes, but the rewards are marvelous, especially emotionally.
I have also read, Mr. and Mrs. Bridwell, that any kid in the world who writes you or writes Clifford a letter probably gets a reply.
We make a real effort to answer every letter. It's sometimes difficult, but I think if they care enough to sit down and write, I should give them an answer.
If Clifford grew so big because he was loved so much, after 126 million books, shouldn't he be just about as big as Brazil right now?
That's a nice compliment.
I think he's reached his non-threatening limit.
Well, happy birthday to Clifford, and thank you very much. 50 years
thank
of
you.
Making children laugh. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Scott.
Norman Bridwell and Norma Bridwell, Clifford the Big Red Dog, is 50 years old.